T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, you want to hear some of these Manny Diaz? Did you hear Manny Diaz on with Joe Rose?
No, I didn't. And I think I might have heard the post game, and he wasn't happy. So maybe he was a little happier this morning.
I can't imagine why. I can't imagine how. And if he was, there'd be something wrong. Joe asked him, I guess, do we hear the questions in here?
No question.
Okay, so Joe asked him about De'Aaron King's health.
Yeah, De'Aaron's roughed up pretty good. He has an appointment with the doctor tomorrow. We'll know more. And that's, you know, what we're talking about. I mean, the guy does everything for this program. The guy, you know, simply is sacrifices himself to help us win the game. I mean, even just diving for the 4th and 1 there at the end. I mean, the guy just, but we got to get more of that around him. You know, and I think there's too many guys that are sitting there watching De'Aaron and not playing with the same desperation that he has. And I think that's been unfair to De'Aaron. I think we got to get the 10 guys on offense have got to help our quarterback position play better going forward.
I agree with everything he said there.
Yeah.
Now,
De'Aaron on a top 10 team around him would be super special.
And De'Aaron King should be pissed at his teammates. He brought them all in on that NIL stuff during the offseason. He worked his ass off to get back out on the field. Now, conversely, though, I would say to Manny Diaz, if his teammates are not giving the same effort that De'Aaron King is, maybe that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
Like, okay, if you're noticing that they're not giving the same effort, get some people out there that will, or get in the faces of the people that you're recognizing aren't.
Well, not even to pile on, but the guys that are out there are guys you brought in to play for you.
That's what I'm saying.
And one other thing that I don't believe, and I don't know why, I'm not calling Manny Diaz a liar. There's no way at a Power 5 school you get hurt Saturday and don't see a doctor till Tuesday. It's impossible. They know what's wrong with him right now.
Right.
I got hurt.
Looking for a second opinion.
Yeah, second opinion. Looking into it, because they, like, you get hurt on Saturday, you're getting MRIs and X-rays Saturday night. Saturday late night, you know everything. Like, they, why would you wait that long? Why would you wait till Tuesday to figure out? You have to play Saturday. I need my answer now. So I just,
maybe it makes sense to rest him against Central Connecticut just to get him recuperated. The only thing that
and you give Van Dyke a little run against a lesser team.
The only thing that I would argue against it, though, is if De'Aaron King is trying to put together a package for NFL scouts, why are you going to take him off the field when maybe he could easily put up 400 yards in 3 quarters? Like, maybe you reward him by allowing him to play Saturday.
Hawk, and I don't want to do this to De'Aaron. Just between me and you.
Yeah, man, bro.
College NFL guys know when you're playing Alabama versus Connecticut Central State.
Well, creative editing. You know, you show the Alabama defense.
CGI is great.
Right. And
now,
then you do a quick cut, and somehow it's just an empty Hard Rock Stadium, and then back to it, and it's in Atlanta. And
okay,
I'm just saying.
Work the system. I got you.
I was at the broadcast school there. They've got some good editors.
I'm with you.
Here is Manny Diaz this morning on 560 talking about missed opportunities Saturday.
Yeah, there's a lot of same as. It was almost the same script. You know, I mean, we were the better team early. It felt like we were in control. You know, our first 4 possessions on offense, we go turnover, third down drop. go down the field, score a touchdown, and then go down the field and have the touchdown right there and end up empty. And on three or four drives, we drew the ball to their half the field. And so when you don't take care of these opportunities and you don't create those type of separation on the scoreboard, then you're going to find yourself in a battle. Now, that's still, we still had a tight game at halftime like we did a week ago. And we just simply got outplayed in the second half. But not making our layups is hurting us. And that's been the case. And we're all responsible for that. And, that's going to be a big point of emphasis, this week.
We made a lot in the first couple hours of the show, as people have made a lot of it since Saturday, on tackling issues with the University of Miami defense. And again, Manny Diaz is responsible. He has taken over the defense, and I don't know what's going on with the tackling, but I read you a tweet from Manny Navarro from The Athletic earlier. Pro Football Focus has Miami down for 30 missed tackles against Michigan State, 21 missed tackles against Alabama, 15 against Appalachian State, 66 missed tackles in three games. And Joe Rose asked Coach Diaz about the tackling issues.
It was, the game was extraordinary. I mean, 85% of their yards came basically in the alleys. I mean, they had a hard time blocking us up front. They only completed two passes downfield to wide receivers, and both of those were in the fourth quarter. Everything was on the perimeter. They were cracking us up in the run game and trying to get everything to bounce off the table and then throwing screens. I mean, that was it. That was basically all they did. And guys who, to your point, guys who have tackled, guys who've had actually some good tackling performances this year, we went and watched every one of them as a defense yesterday. The tackling is a science. It's not opinion. It's not objective. It's not an art. And the two common denominators is leverage and angles, and that comes down to trusting your teammates, which means, guys setting an edge, guys getting up the field at a proper tackling angle. But I think the biggest thing and probably the most disappointing thing is a man with his cleats in the ground will run through a tackle of a man whose cleats are not in the ground. That's just ground-based force. And, whether you hit and wrap up or not, if when you stop your feet on contact and the person that is running the ball continues to run his feet on contact, which is what, the running back number 9, I thought he did a great job of that all day, you lose all your power. And that's the physicality aspect of it, I think, is probably the most disappointing. And that's what allowed to turn. I mean, that turned, there was obviously some completely unacceptable big plays that came off because of that. But even sometimes turning a 2nd and 13 into a 2nd and 7, I mean, those yards all matter in terms of down sequencing. Again, if the physicality is in question, I think the same point you have to say, we've got to play the most physical guys that we have. We have to play a secondary that is going to tackle, and that'll be another, the temperature will get turned up on that this week in practice, and we'll see who comes out on top of that.
Let me just one response to that, and it was preached. DBJ was on with us. He said this before, Josie. They went smaller in the linebacking core because the guys we had last year, they're in the league. I forget their names. The guys, Detroit and somewhere else, they were 240, 250.
Roche.
No, the linebackers from last year.
Saw Rousseau yesterday, Dolphins fans. Saw Gregory Rousseau yesterday.
Bro, flag 220. Amari Carter's in the box at 192. Like, just simple size. Like, you get faster when you get smaller. But Coach it made me think about it when he said a guy with his feet in the dirt. But a 230-pound running back with his feet in the dirt and 190-pound safety playing Sam linebacker, when they hit, that 40 pounds is going to be thrust in the wrong direction that UM doesn't want to. They went smaller. I understand speed. But if you're playing a bully football team, the little guy is going to lose every time. It's why there's weight classes in boxing. You're not going to let that happen.
Somebody texts in because we talked about, lack of people with that fire, as Manny Diaz said in the first cut. Somebody texted in Charleston Rambo, and he did.
Crazy.
He looked good on Saturday. He deserves props.
Yeah.
But everyone else, man.
Well, Mallory had me mad, and I'm not even a Canes fan.
I mean, That, to me, falls under the whole thing of you had one job.
Yeah.
Will Mallory, one job. Catch that pass that was thrown to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's there.
That's it. Mm. He didn't do it. Hopefully just a down game, but, bro, Rambo, 12, 156, two touchdowns, 13-yard average. That's All-American numbers.
There are so many texts coming in saying he is Al Golden Jr. Sounds like Al Golden Jr. I'm sorry, but he sounds exactly like Al Golden, excuse machine. Diaz's nose must be 100 feet long right now with all the BS that he's saying. Manny Diaz is the Cuban Al Golden, master of cute phrases and metaphors. Dude is still learning on the job. Can't defend it today, man.
Just one thing. Will Mallory,
mm-hmm.
What could Manny Diaz have done?
No, I'm with you on that. But here's the real problem to me is we loved Manny Diaz because of the defense.
Mm-hmm.
He was the defensive coordinator when the turnover chain was unveiled, and it was magical. And he took over the defense again this season, and they can't tackle.
And you just got a 40 burger put on you.
I mean,
yeah.
Like what? Like that's the part. Listen, you're going to have tight ends that drop a pass. You're going to have receivers that drop a pass. But if you want to point specifically at Manny Diaz, the defense is comically bad.
Mm-hmm.
66 missed tackles,
yep,
in three games.
And he always said, one thing against him, he always says, Miami's known for four down linemen getting after a quarterback, just a 4-3 front. That's what Miami's known from. Well, when Sapp and Bennett and them ballers were up there, you can do that. When you have Wilma and DJ John, Williams behind them, Sean Taylor coming out the back end, you know, yeah, you can do that. Can you just sit there in your 4-3 base defense and not mix up anything in the front with what you have now? That's, I would, if I had a chance to ask Manny, you know, hey, just sit on a dry erase board with him, that's what I would say. Could you do more with getting out of this base 4-3 defense? Because I don't think it's working with the personnel you have. Sometimes you have to adjust your approach.
Speaking of personnel, so someone texts in, guys, it's not coaching. These players are not that good. Well, that's on Manny Diaz too. That's on Manny Diaz too.
It's year four?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. This is third season?
Third season.
As head coach.
Yeah, first season was when they played versus UF in 2019. And then last year, COVID, this is his third season.
How many years was he the DC before that? Two or three?
Mm.
But he's been back in the program
at least 5 or 6 years straight.
Every guy that's on this team,
he's had his hand in.
You've been a part of the recruiting process. It's tough. They can turn it around. They can figure it out. De'Aaron gets healthy. They need to do something different with this O-line. They need to leave tight ends in the block. They have to help these guys, especially these tackles. When that last sack, what was that, the third quarter, that sack force fumble, the left tackle didn't pinch the defensive end. I'm not even, bro, didn't touch him.
Yeah.
Didn't put a fingernail on him. He just ran around him and went and hit De'Aaron in his back. I was like, man, does De'Aaron owe him money? This didn't look safe. Why would he do that to De'Aaron?
Let's get headlines real quick. I played a lot of Manny Diaz sound there. That entire interview is on the 560, the WQAM.com, the website. Manny Diaz does his Monday show every morning with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz, and he was on today. Those are some of the clips from it. Let's get headlines real quick. We're already running late. Headlines real quick here with Alejandro Solana, who's FIU Panthers over the weekend, also lost.
Don't shift the blame over here. Don't shift the attention to FIU. We were supposed to lose that game.
You were getting 20 points. Did not cover.
Did not.
No.
So here's where we're at with the Dolphins. By the way, these headlines sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade. 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today. GolfMiamiDade.com. Here's where we're at with Tua Tagovailoa. Brian Flores spoke earlier today. He said Tua's still in a great deal of pain. Luckily, it was reported earlier today by Tom Pelissero that some of that extra imaging that was going to get done on his rib turned out to not be to show that there's anything grave.
And all the tests have been negative. There were no broken ribs.
Right.
there doesn't seem to be any actual visible damage. So Brian Flores said it. It's a pain tolerance thing at this point.
I broke my rib and played. I have a lump. You've never touched it, though.
I don't want to.
You should touch it.
I'm good.
With the Solana thing going on, like, I'll show you what the broken rib and playing through it makes happen. Yeah. It's like a big lump in your side.
Just feel it.
No, thanks.
Feel my lump.
I don't want to.
Feel my lump.
I don't want to. No means no.
You funny acting. I'm going to put it on you.
No, I don't want
it. Let me hit my rib cage into your rib cage.
No, thank you.
Just side to side.
Now I'm actually intrigued and might want to. I might want to touch it.
I've touched
it.
Have you?
I've touched it before.
It's a lump.
What is it? Just cartilage?
No. Your rib breaks, and then you know how it heals, but it you like your body heals it, but when it heals it, it doesn't heal flat. It protects the injury, so it's like a little
like
bump.
A coating. It's like Burger King fries.
Yeah, almost like a calcium.
Like a corn dog. Like a corn dog. The rib is the wiener, and the calcium on the outside is the corn.
For you, yes.
I need a food analogy.
Okay,
I need
yes.
a food analogy.
My body corn dogged this rib.
Oh, that sounds gross. If you use corn dogged as a verb, that is a foul verb. Anything getting corn dogged?
That's right there.
No. Now I'm out again. Solana almost didn't talk me into it. Now I'm out.
It does hurt like hell, though.
Still?
No. When it happens, breathe, cough.
Well, you saw when Tua ran to the sideline, he stopped short of the sideline, and you saw he was trying to grasp for air.
It hurts like hell.
And gasp for air. I don't think grasp for air.
Gasp.
Yeah, gasp.
Gasp. Because and there's like muscles and cartilage between each rib, so that tears up too. Bunch of things can happen.
He got carted off, Tua.
Yeah.
Like he ended up walking to the sideline, but then had to get in a cart, taken to the locker room. You don't see that with football players unless they're in real pain.
Ooh.
Well, I think they also want to be extra cautious with him. And deservedly so, by the way. Like, yep. I mean, he comes to you. He was damaged in college. Significant injury. Not his ribs, but a significant injury. You want to be extra cautious with him.
But to Solana's point, I was thinking, I don't think I've ever seen somebody carted off if they could walk.
Right. Paul Pierce.
Didn't he go to the bathroom on himself?
Well. Maybe we need to dig a little deeper.
Oh, my rib. Oh!
There may have been a corn dog situation there.
I think I just corn dogged.
Ooh, this hurts.
Yeah, sometimes if you're groaning from pain, you start using the wrong muscles. Cart!
Don't do that to my man. Don't do that to my man.
That happened to Lamar Jackson.
When he was skipping into the locker room that time.
Corn dogged as a verb.
Will Fuller, by the way, he's back in the building, and Flo says he expects him to be ready.
All right.
This
that's
week
good news.
For practice. The Marlins, they won yesterday in dramatic fashion. They begin a 3-game series versus the Nats today, 6:40 p.m. start time. UF lost 31-29, by the way.
So close.
Hawk mentioned the FIU loss. FAU beat Fordham 45-14. Yesterday, Sunday Night Football, Ravens beat the Chiefs 36-35.
You said FIU beat Fordham. FAU.
FAU.
Right,
beat
FIU. Fordham. Yeah,
sorry. Yeah. John Harbaugh has huge.
Man, I would have punted there. I would have punted.
You know what? I don't know if it's for the optics, but for him to yell Lamar.
Awesome, right?
You want to go for this here?
Awesome.
Let's do it. Like, that made me fall deeper in love with
Harbaugh. Awesome. What a great move by him.
Yeah.
Now, it would have had the opposite effect had he yelled that and then sent the punt team out.
Or what if Lamar said no?
Oh, my God. I think we need to punt, coach.
Boy, that would have turned
I think, obviously, John Harbaugh wanted to go for it because he knew – that Lamar was going to say, yeah, let's go for it. What quarterback wouldn't?
I've played with some.
Really? You think there's a quarterback that would have said no?
John Beck.
Yeah, John Beck.
John, you want to go for this?
Yeah.
Fourth and two?
Yeah.
Coach, let's play it safe, coach.
Yeah.
I played with Pennington. You know, any respectable quarterback wants to take that chance. Let's win it now. Let's not put it in the defense's hands. But, yeah, I honestly in my heart feel like I played with guys that would have told him no.
That took some cojones on everybody's part last night.
Tonight, Packers Lions Monday Night Football, 8:15 p.m. Kickoff. Today's National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Oh, it is.
And National Fried Rice Day.
How do you feel about the cupped pepperoni versus the flat pepperoni that lays on a pizza?
I love them both, but if I had to choose, like they stopped making one of them, I got to go with the flat.
The flat, me too.
Yeah,
me too.
That little
cupped. You get a little shot glass of grease.
Yeah. And when it gets cold, the grease the little grease
and then
cup
it kind of becomes gelatinous.
Yeah. I was gonna say coagulate or something. Like
it does. It coagulates.
Coagulates. See, that's, you know, good. What word I was getting good. After? Yeah.
I like the cupped pepperoni way better.
Really?
It's crispier when it's cooked properly. The
ends. You're right. Yeah.
It's crispier.
Yeah.
And it aesthetically. Just nicer. It's a nicer.
No, not aesthetically. I would disagree with that.
Steven,
flat pepperoni or cup pepperoni?
I'm a Crowder. Like, I love both, but if I had to choose, got to be flat.
Can you eat a pizza without pepperoni?
Yeah, I can. I don't want to, though.
Right. Would you ever, given the choice, pizza with pepperoni, pizza without pepperoni, would you ever choose the pizza without the pepperoni?
No.
Solana?
I think every now and then I'm down for a good cheese. Just every now and then a good slice of cheese.
Steven, would you ever have, if given the choice, pizza without pepperoni if you could have pizza with pepperoni?
100%. I love cheese pizza.
Really? Over pepperoni?
Yeah.
Wow.
Steven
celebrating
nine?
Birthday today, by the way. Steven's nine today, celebrating birthday.
Oh, man. Congratulations, buddy.
We are running so late here. Do you have anything else?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
I'm going to take issue with what Steven just said there, because I'm going to talk about Dave and Buster's. Didn't he have the pepperoni flatbread when you stole it from when we were at Dave and Buster's? Wasn't that a pepperoni flatbread, Steven?
Yeah, but I didn't have a choice. They only had pepperoni.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Well, wait a second. You can always say, hold the pepperoni.
Yeah.
That's true, but I do like pepperoni. I'm not saying I don't.
Well, I'm calling you a liar, then. I'm calling. Steven was lying.
Maybe if I got cheese, Channing wouldn't have stole my food.
Right.
He was only eight then.
Now he's now
nine.
He's nine. Yeah, totally different story.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, wait a second. I know we're doing a Dolphins question of the day here, but we're really going to play this today?
It's our song, isn't it?
Well, it's the Dolphins question of the day. We usually play it coming into the segment, but did you see yesterday's game? Do you really feel like hearing this?
They didn't run the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. That's my only criticism.
Is there a song about Malcolm Brown on 4th and 2? Running the ball 1 yard? Barely?
Like no one's ever seen. Get him, Malcolm.
Like no one wanted to see.
Listen, everybody left. Malcolm by himself to the right.
Solana told us during the commercial break that he had a veggie pizza last night with pepperoni. And we were saying to him, well, then you didn't have a veggie pizza.
It's ridiculous.
You can't call it a veggie pizza with pepperoni. You had a pizza that had a lot of vegetables and pepperoni on it.
The person who ordered the pizza ordered a veggie pizza, and then you can add something to the pizza. Then they added pepperoni. It was a veggie pizza with pepperoni.
I'm saying the moment the pepperoni was ordered, you can no longer refer to the pizza as a veggie pizza because it's not.
But it had everything that would qualify it to be a veggie pizza.
Well, no. It had something that would qualify it not to be a veggie pizza.
Mm-hmm. Added to the veggie pizza.
But at that point, it became not a veggie pizza. Somebody texts in, Aronde Gadsden was right. After a weekend of losing, you guys are using big words. CC using coagulation.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you mask anger at your football teams. Big words. Coagulation.
You have to coagulate here, team.
All right, let's do the Miami Dolphins question of the day. It's brought to you by Dade County Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Miami Dolphins. You can go to fincu.com for more info. Feels hollow today.
Bounce back, baby. You put
24
that one
hour
out of
rule.
Your mind.
24
yeah.
hour rule. What is it? It's 4:36 right now.
We're past the end of yesterday's
so
game.
So we are past the end of yesterday's game. We're 24 hours past.
Yes. Raiders.
Get Vegas,
ready.
Baby.
Get
Vegas.
Ready for the
Vegas.
Raiders.
Yes. Vegas, baby.
Was yesterday's 35-0 loss worse than the Dolphins' Week 17 loss to Buffalo? I believe the final score of that game was 56-26. Which two hurt you personally more?
That's another Miami Dolphins question of the day.
It's a good question. I can tell you I lost money on both of them. Because
lose money on every game.
Now, we did have Josh Allen over 33.5 yards rushing yesterday.
And he hit 35.
Yeah, we hit that over. But we had, what do we have the Dolphins in a parlay? I don't think we bet it straight, did we? I think it was
no.
in a parlay. But week 17 last year, do you remember? We bet the Dolphins big because we thought Josh Allen wasn't going to play at all.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, Josh Allen balled out. And they didn't want to take him out.
And four passing touchdowns.
Man.
But don't forget last year, and here's why I asked the question. Last year, week 17, it's essentially a play-in game.
Correct.
With Tua Tagovailoa all season long being pulled.
Right.
And he looked good, then he didn't look good. Then Ryan Fitzpatrick misses
out.
The game.
He's out with COVID.
Now it's Tua's chance to go in there, take you to the playoffs.
Right.
And you get smacked in the mouth. Or, because that was a tough feeling, you missed the playoffs. Or you have the whole offseason. All you think about is Tua has matured. He's better. He has better grasp of this offense. This team has closed the gap between what Buffalo did to you in week 17 and where you are now, and you lose 35.
But Tua wasn't out there, in all fairness.
Oh, no, for sure. But you clearly didn't close the gap.
Right.
Between
there was
we
there was no gap
to.
Closing yesterday.
Correct.
No.
Literally, there were no gaps closing.
Wide open.
Man, I recency bias makes me feel like yesterday's loss was worse, but I think week 17 last season was probably, if I had to rate the two losses, I think week 17, because I remember going into that week, Brian Flores is, you know, mm-hmm. he's going to do his thing, and Ryan Fitzpatrick was not going to be hanging over to his head. So I would say that week 17 loss is probably worse in the grand scheme.
100% because it had way more on the line.
Yeah.
Right now we're 1-1. Right now, you know, mathematically the Dolphins could be 16-1. At that moment they were 10-5. They could have been 11-5, and they would have actually. They would have played the Bills again in the wild card round as
That's
the
right.
seventh seed playing the two. We lost yesterday. We still have 15 chances to make it up. So last year, getting beat by 30 when it was your chance to actually go to the playoffs for the first time with Tua, That was it. 100% last year, week 17, 10 times worse.
Are you not in agreement with us, Solana?
I'm totally disagreeing. I agree with you where last year technically had way more on the line, but the Dolphins weren't making a deep playoff run last year. They just weren't that good of a team to go in and beat the Chiefs or beat the Bills in the playoffs. They just weren't. And this year, despite it only being week two, you're supposed to be a team that is going to contend for a playoff spot, and you just saw.
Well, wait a second. Go deep in the playoffs or contend for a playoff spot? Because last year, they were just contending for a playoff spot. Are you suggesting that they go deep in the playoffs this year?
At the very least, make the playoffs and win a playoff game, right? Like, isn't that the next?
But that's what they were
playing
for last year. That's the only reason I'm pointing it out. Is you're saying last season didn't matter as much because they weren't going to go deep in the playoffs, which would then lead me to believe you believe that they are a team destined to go deep in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I thought that would be the next step for this team. I'm not saying go in and win the AFC Championship. I understand, you know, we have to set realistic expectations, but you were on the cusp of the playoffs last year. You missed it. You lost to a better team. This year, you're supposed to close the gap between what you were last year and this year.
But last year, that game literally meant you are not going to the playoffs. This
right.
one didn't yesterday.
Right, and I don't believe the Dolphins should be – I understand that, but you just lost 35-0 to the team that kept you out of the playoffs. In the long term, I think that game yesterday is showing us more of what matters long term for the Dolphins.
I guess what was on the line last year is way bigger because it was a playoff berth
sure.
or not. But I have actually had on my notes talking about the Dolphins, if this was a litmus test of what's going on in the AFC East,
I hope it wasn't.
You failed that test. So yeah. I understand
what
Solana's saying.
Why can't last week be the litmus test of the AFC East?
Because the Patriots didn't win it last year.
Fair point.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a fair
you know
point.
What? But flat out, if 35-0 or if 35-21, the Bills are still the best team in this division.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn what the score
by
was.
By far.
Yeah. Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
And they're going to whoop the Patriots' ass, too. I hope everybody knows that.
Somebody text in, every pizza is a veggie pizza until you add meat. I agree with that. Every pizza, you had a veggie pizza, even if it's just a cheese pizza, that's a veggie pizza until you add the meat.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's a cheese pizza.
Right.
Every pizza is a cheese pizza. So you have to say, let me have a cheese pizza with pepperoni, sausage, onions, peppers. No.
Is marinara a veggie?
Made some tomatoes.
Could potentially be.
If you have to put it in a food group, what food group does it make?
Somebody texts in, with Solana's logic, the Dolphins won. They just didn't have more points. Right? Because they didn't win. Yeah, there's something there. I gotta dig deep on that one. I gotta dig deep on that one. Yes or no? Did Solana have a veggie pizza yesterday with pepperoni? Because it's impossible. It's no longer a veggie pizza.
No.
Yes or no? 786-360-0790.
If you have veggie on a pizza, just one veggie, that's a veggie pizza.
Correct.
Just one veggie.
Right.
By itself.
No matter what else it has on it. I could order a Meat Lovers, but I put a...
No, you're wrong.
But I put broccoli on it. That's considered a veggie pizza now.
What? Where is this guy from?
If you're taking away the fact that I can call a pizza veggie pizza because it has one meat on it, then I can take away the fact that a Meat Lover's pizza is a meat pizza because it has one veggie on it.
What?
We got real dumb now.
What happened there? You're like number 26 trying to make a tackle.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
I asked earlier, what am I missing on the Raiders-Dolphins line for Sunday? Raiders are only 4-point favorites over the Dolphins. Raiders are 2-0. Dolphins are 1-1, but just suffered a terrible, humiliating loss yesterday. Someone tweets at me the reason why from NFL on CBS. Derek Carr is questionable for week 3. Marcus Mariota is on IR. Nathan Peterman could make the start for the Raiders on Sunday in Vegas.
We got action, Jack.
So before we pull the trigger on Raiders minus four, maybe we sit around. Now, if you think Derek Carr is going to be healthy, you jump in at minus four.
Yes.
Because that'll jump to seven, I think. If you think it's going to be Nathan Peterman, that line will go down. I mean, if you were betting,
he went back in though.
Who? Derek Carr?
Derek Carr
he did. And he threw a touchdown pass. He looked good. But, you know, I mean, it's the same thing with Tua. He wanted to go back in. He didn't. But, man, if it's Nathan Peterman, I mean, that changes the entire complexion of Sunday's Dolphins-Raiders game.
Asking this question almost put a nasty taste in my mouth. Does the line change that much if Tua doesn't play and Jacoby Brissett
does? So. I do not think so.
It's not supposed to be that way, Hawk.
Well, you're talking about a longtime NFL starter, though. There's a little bit different between, you know, Jacoby himself said, I'm a starter. I'm not a backup quarterback.
Hawk, your starter goes down, the backup comes in, and it's just equal. Like
I think there's a number of teams where that would be the case, where the line wouldn't move.
You'd have to look at that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some research on that because that's just – I don't know if it makes me feel funny.
No, it's the elite quarterback. The elite quarterbacks are the difference makers on the line. Tom Brady goes down, the line's going to change.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes goes down, the line's going to change. Lamar Jackson goes down, the line's going to change. You start getting to the mid-tier quarterbacks, just the good ones.
Like when Fitzy went down and Heinicke had to go in.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got you.
In Miami, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. In Miami, always outdoor season, which is great for grilling. And thanks to my friends at Cinch, you can get your propane grill tanks delivered right to your door. I was talking to my old roommate Barry today. He said Cinch is at his house at least once a week. Now, he's got an entire kitchen outside, Barry. He will grill 7 nights a week. He's like, thank you for turning me on to Cinch.
Love it.
Anyone that uses it raves about it. You go online to cinch.com, CYNCH.com. You select a delivery date that's convenient for you, and Cinch handles the rest. It's that easy. There's no ongoing commitment. There's no club to join. It's just when you need a tank of propane, it gets delivered to your house instead of you running out to get one. And they take away your empty tank, no matter what brand it is. So you don't ever have to worry about running out of propane ever again. And there's a great special offer for new customers. You can get your first propane tank exchanged for just $10 if you use the promo code HOCH, H-O-C-H, when you're checking out. Again, you heard that right. You get your first tank exchange. You get your old tank taken away, a brand new filled tank, for just $10 if you use the code HOCH, H-O-C-H, when you're checking out at cinch.com. So make sure your grill is ready all day, every day. Go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. Use the code HOCH, H-O-C-H, to get your first tank exchange for just $10. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Visit cinch.com/offer for details.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
University Mitsubishi, South Florida's number one volume Mitsubishi dealer. Everything must go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.